When you look at the precipitation figures for many areas north of the state line, they're really not that far off from the averages for the water year, which starts October 1st. The trouble is much of what fell did not fall as snow. Snowpack is the bank we draw from through the warm, dry months, and when there's little or nothing in the bank, water for all purposes, from farms to fish to rafting, has to be conserved. In the Klamath Basin again this year, groundwater will likely be called upon to make up for the lack of surface water from snowpack. Programs are already in place, including one offered through the Klamath Water and Power Authority, where Holly Cannon is the executive director and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Holly, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
So it can get just a little difficult to figure out all the players in Klamath Basin water issues. What is QAPA's area of responsibility?
QAPA is administering a contract with between QAPA and the Bureau of Reclamation to administer a water supplementation program.
And supplementation program means what in this sense?
Right. So what we do is come up with programs that when surface water is deficient, we find ways to supplement that either through land idling or groundwater pumping to so that those farmers who desire to irrigate can go ahead and irrigate.
All right, land idling seems like a pretty clear term. It simply means that land is not used for growing anything or for cattle this year?
Well, the land is not irrigated. The farmer, landowner, is welcome to continue to use the land for whatever crop will grow without irrigation.
Okay. So we got the QAPA down, so let's add the other acronym as WUMP, which is stands for what now?
Water Use Mitigation Program. And that's the contract we have. That's the name of the contract we have with Reclamation to do the water supplementation.
Okay. And so the two major thrusts, again, are land idling or groundwater pumping. How long has the program existed?
QAPA got the contract for the WUMP in 2008. There was not a program. The water was sufficient in 2008, 2009, and 2011. The remaining years, 2010 and 12 through 15, have been drought years.
And so the program, it sounds like, is always on standby in case it's needed?
Yes.
And so what are the factors that kick it into effect? I mean, low water, obviously, but are there some deadline dates in here as well that help make the determination about what you got, when you got it, and what it's likely to do through the rest of the season?
Well, it seems like here in the Klamath Basin that every year is a year never before witnessed, or it breaks records in one way or another. And because of an ever-changing biological opinion, the project supply is something that's difficult to pin down. But when the supply of water for the Klamath Reclamation Project is deficient, that's when the WUMP kicks in.
It's interesting because as much as we cover Klamath Basin water issues, we're aware of the fact that there are terms that get slung around that probably end up sounding unfamiliar to people around the rest of the region we serve. So, for example, biological opinion you just mentioned, when you're talking about that, what do you mean?
So the coho salmon in the Klamath River and the shortnose and Lost River sucker fish have been declared endangered. So the biological opinion sets up a plan for what the fish need to survive and to keep from going into extinction. And therefore, since water is important to fish, the fish get the priority on the water.
And when you say it's ever-changing, do you get different indications of how much water is needed to stay in the river in a given year?
Well, in the time that I've been here, I came as QAPA's first employee in 2009. I think we are currently on the third biological opinion in that time, And the current biological opinion implemented in 2013 is evolving into something that we never realized that it would be implemented in the way that it is now.
In what sense didn't realize? I mean, how is it being implemented that didn't occur before?
We understood the 2013 biological opinion to give us a secure allocation of water as of an April 1st calculation, and that from that amount, there would be a May 1st calculation. It could go, you know, if water conditions improved, the project water supply could go up, but it could not go below the April 1st baseline, and the same for a June 1st calculation. But now, our understanding is that April 1st, we have an amount of water to work with. We could implement the WOMP program and have a plan for making the project work. This year, there's now lake level minimums that have to be met, and there's also water from agriculture being taken for flow augmentation, disease mitigation, different things that, so we're back to, we don't know what our water supply is.
So it sounds like you were expecting the April 1st opinion to say, okay, here's what you got, but it sounds like that could change again, because where you were told you have to set aside water for this and this, it became this and this and this and this?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So here's our guaranteed amount, but it's no longer guaranteed because we're going to take water for these other things. The concept of the biological opinion was that the endangered species would get a guaranteed amount, minimum amount of 320,000 acre-feet of water. Then agriculture would get, but the project would get a beginning amount, and if the water picture improved, then both the environmental water and the project water could go up. The last 2 years, the environmental water has been set, but water has been taken away from agriculture to supplement the environmental water.
So the water picture did improve, but it didn't improve for both arms there, essentially.
Well, I wouldn't say that the water picture improved. It's just that water is now being taken away from the project to make the water picture for the biological opinion or the salmon better.
Holly Cannon is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Executive Director at the Klamath Water and Power Authority, or QAPA, which runs the WUMP program, which is the Water Use Mitigation Program, designed to idle some land or pump groundwater. Both of those go on through the season in the Klamath Basin. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760. Or you can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Holly, the biological opinion is in the hands of fisheries biologists from the Bureau of Reclamation. Is that right?
Well, it's a joint biological opinion between National Marine Fisheries Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Bureau of Reclamation.
Okay, so a couple of different entities involved in there. And so are you saying that well, let me come back to some numbers again this year. The 320,000 acre feet you mentioned, was that the April 1st number that you were given this year?
Right, April 1st. We were allocated 254,000 acre feet as of April 1st, and the project need is 390,000 acre feet.
All right, so that's the difference then between
right.
What the need is and what the supply is, which is, it's 136,000. Am I reading that right?
Yeah.
136,000 acre feet you're lacking, which is a lot of acre feet of water.
Yes.
And so what happens then at this point? Then you got what's the current status on the reservoirs that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, the Upper Klamath Lake, the trajectory of its so there's a lake level minimum on Upper Klamath Lake this year that was not part of the biological opinion. So even though and the right number here, the project allocation is 253,506. So because of this high May 31st biological opinion level, the allocation of water for the project, we can't take that water at the rate that irrigation needs it at this time because the trajectory of the decline of the lake level won't make the May 31st level. So water continues to go down the river for the endangered species while the farmer is having to forego irrigation to make a lake level.
At what point in the year would irrigation have started in earnest?
Irrigation normally starts for some districts. It starts in late March. Then, depending on the demand, irrigation ramps up beginning in early April. The irrigation system right now is just now beginning to get into full swing.
Okay, that was the question, is when essentially it starts. Yeah. So with pumping out of groundwater then, has that commenced already for this season?
Yes, it's getting kind of a slow start here. The Quapa Board of Directors met on April 20th to decide whether or not to implement a groundwater pumping program. So last week we got the proper authorizations from state agencies, and Thursday and Friday of last week we authorized well owners to begin pumping.
All right. And how new are some of these wells? I'm curious to know how many of them might have been drilled recently because of the ongoing issues with drought in the Klamath Basin and water allocations as well.
Well, it depends upon your definition of new. Most of the wells within the project were drilled between 2001 and 2010.
All right, so that's recently enough then. And 2001, of course, was one of the major years in which it looked like there was going to be issues with water in the Klamath Basin. Let's take some calls here. Holly Cannon, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Executive Director of the Klamath Water and Power Authority, Quapa. Ann and Eugene is up first. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. When I go to the Klamath area, I see high water crops being grown, like alfalfa, potatoes, mint. And as far as I know, all the water, all the groundwater in the Great Basin is fossil water. And when that's gone, it's gone forever. So is it true that the groundwater in the Great Basin is all fossil water?
Fossil water meaning what?
Fossil water meaning water that has percolated into the ground hundreds, if not thousands, of years ago when the climate was much wetter than it is now, and that that is not being recharged with the present now amounts of precipitation and snowfall.
Okay, good question. Thanks for that, Anne. Appreciate it. Holly, what do you know about that?
Okay, the groundwater in the Klamath Basin is not fossil water. It tends to move from the northwest to the southeast. And if, depending upon, there's two things that affect the groundwater level in the Klamath Basin. One is precipitation to recharge it and the rate at which it's withdrawn. if we could get some relief from the biological opinion and some relief from the weather so that groundwater pumping wasn't necessary, it would recharge. We had a study done by USGS for this year, and it showed that if no groundwater pumping was done in the Klamath Valley, the groundwater would recover somewhere around 4 feet. And so we have three different regions that we consider the groundwater in. There's the Klamath Valley, North Tule Lake, and South Tule Lake. And you could see by no pumping, the Klamath Valley would come up about four to five feet. The North Tule Lake would come up slightly, and South Tule Lake would continue to fall. You have to fill up the groundwater from the north before it fills to the south.
So is the aquifer that well mapped out? You know that it's the movements of it. It sounds like you do know have some knowledge about it.
Yes, the USGS has extensively studied and modeled the groundwater in the Klamath Basin. I think they started about 20 years ago on this because it was they wanted to understand it, so they put a lot of work into the Klamath Basin.
Okay, a couple more minutes we'll take here with Holly Cannon from the Klamath Water and Power Authority, where he's the executive director. You can join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Bruce in Ashland. Welcome to the Exchange.
Yeah. Thanks. I wanted to talk about recharge and ask if there's a bigger plan to set up more recharge, for instance, growing the lakes, because the lakes have been so shrink, the lakes and swampland, which would recharge. And also noting that the Klamath dams, the lower four dams, are going to come off the river, getting more off-channel reservoirs built. And then one last point is that, for instance, in the Scott and the Shasta River, which are not what you're talking about, but as an example, those rivers have cut 50 to 100 foot deep into those valleys, thereby lowering the groundwater that much. We should get those filled back in and start using beavers to sequester more groundwater. What kind of ideas are they working on to get all these things implemented? Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that, Bruce. Appreciate it. Holly?
Okay. Well, multiple questions there. If I
right.
Miss one, remind me here. But the first idea is expanding the lake areas.
Mm-hmm.
Because here in the Klamath Basin, the bottom of the valley is got thousands of feet or 1,000 to 2,000 feet of what we call valley fill, which is fine-grained sediments on the lake bottom. The recharge to the aquifer from the lake bottom is not nearly as efficient as water falling in the mountains and entering directly in the volcanic areas. So to recharge the groundwater, we need better weather, wetter weather, and to stop the drawdown, we need better weather to stop the pumping. As far as off-channel storage, the biological opinion allocates all the water. There is no excess water to put into storage. The complete flow within the watershed is allocated to primarily to endangered species needs, with agriculture getting an allocation also. And I'm not familiar enough with the Scott and Shasta valleys to comment on that.
All right, so we'll leave the beaver question for another day. Now, question just about the amount of water that you have signed up for to deliver through the WUMP program this year. It looks like you're recommending more than twice what the Oregon Water Resources Department recommends. How did you guys come up with such different figures?
Well, the Oregon Water Resources Department gave a recommendation of 15,000 acre feet between the Klamath Valley and the Tule Lake Basin. The 40,000 that the board of directors settled on was purely how do we get through this year.
Meaning you just set a number and what?
Yes. So we have essentially the same surface water supply this year as last year. We pumped 83,000 acre feet of groundwater last year and just made it. Last year there was, let me restate. Yes, the water supply was just barely adequate last year, including 83,000 acre feet of groundwater. This year, we could probably just make it again if we pumped 80 to 85,000 acre feet of groundwater. The board of directors chose to cut that back to 40,000 and hope that there's something comes along between now and 1st of September that allows us to just make it again.
All right, Holly, before we go, you were talking about getting relief from the biological opinion. Are you requesting that that some water be reserved back in the basin for this purpose?
Well, this is just my opinion, but I believe that the use of the environmental water account should be sensitive to the lake level minimums, just like the agriculture water has to be.
Okay, another dry summer potentially in the Klamath Basin, and lots of concern about the water supplies there. Holly Cannons, the executive director at the Klamath Water and Power Authority, thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Okay, thank you.